Hi, I'm Terry Snowden. Welcome to the Forever Mancunians series here on the Forever Manchester podcast platform. In each episode, we bring you an interesting and inspirational conversation with local people doing extraordinary things in our communities. On the Forever Manchester Audio Show, we take much interest and great pride in both supporting and having the opportunity to meet and have a bit of a chat, a natter and a good old chinwag with passionate people, and I'm talking about those who care enough to act and who often achieve great things as a result. The Together Family Centre in Earlham is a rapidly growing place where many Polish people living in Greater Manchester can come and receive a little help and support. It's a community centre that offers a place for social development, education, well-being and perhaps even the occasional therapy or therapies. There's a lot to do, there's much going on, and I look forward to having a chat about life at the very unique Together Family Centre in Earlham with my guest, Katarzyna Przybylska.
Przybylska, correct.
Przybylska.
Yeah, very good.
Katie, welcome.
Thank you very much, Terry. It's always a pleasure to meet here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to chat with you too. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, tell me something about yourself and life before the Together Family Centre.
Okay, thank you for having me here. Before I came, I was a lecturer for some local educational centres because I studied psychology, so I was to deliver some psychological sessions in different courses for different topics. And then I decided to come over here to England. And I can tell you how it was. Do you want to hear that?
It's up to you.
Okay. So obviously on the beginning, I thought I knew the language quite well. But then I discovered, no, I didn't know the English at all, because my listening wasn't that great. Speaking maybe was better, but, you know, like every Poles who, I think every, like the most of the Poles who are coming to the UK, you know, they have that learning from Poland, but it's not the same when you come and have some proper conversation, especially with some dialects. Salford or like Mancunian and Liverpool, for example, it's really difficult to understand.
So is the Mancunian accent complicated for you?
The Mancunian, I think it's hard for me to say now about the Mancunian. Obviously, like 12 years ago, it was generally difficult to understand. I think Liverpool now is quite tricky.
Okay, what about Scotland?
Oh, the same.
Tell me the little story. Tell, where did it all start? What's the story behind Together Family Centre? How did it come about? How did you get involved?
Okay, so on the beginning of the Together Family Centre, there was like a football club for children, and most of them who came to the club, they've been Polish. Then we found some need in the Polish community for the psychology consultations and some speech therapy consultations for the children associated in the club. Then we discovered, because we announced this on the social media, we found out that there is so much need around the Greater Manchester for that kind of consultations.
Why? What, children struggling with language?
Yeah, no, like some developmental issues, disorders, speech and language difficulties as well. So when you are from different country and you have the language barrier, you are looking for the specialist in the same foreign language because the mentality and the system of health is different than you have in the UK. So when you have that situation, you want to find out the steps of help and therapy, you know, steps from the specialist from your own country, because it's like you feel more confident and you can ask about anything, then you will have like a, you know, proper explanation, I think.
So a large, part, don't have a large part of it is language. It's a communication.
Yes, communication in your own in your own language. And like I said, I think the mentality of the person who is looking for help and the specialist is the same. So it's easier to express yourself. It's easier to ask without any worrying that something might happen after, and you are not aware of the system and the actions which will be taken.
I guess that it's important for members of different communities to recognise, understand and accommodate difference, while equally keeping in touch and maintaining in their own values and contact with their own communities, and continuing to respect and maintain their own cultures.
Yes, definitely.
Would you like to summarise some of the activities that go on here?
Yes, it's quite a lot of things going on at the Together Family Centre. Every day there is something. So we have ongoing therapy 7 days a week. We have groups like Scouts group, youth group. We have groups for moms and toddlers. We have projects for children with special needs, projects for local children during the break.
During school holidays.
Yeah. Yes. We have occasional events, social events and activities. We work closely with the local institutions. We share their offer as well. We work in partnership with the local school, St. Joseph, and the church. We are always open to help you to set up some group. We are always happy to help you to raise some qualification. For example, we have now a project where we are encouraging people to go to university and also business English. So yes, there is so much possibility here. So everybody is welcome. So we are listening what the people have to say, and we are always trying to meet their needs. At the moment, we have some language classes because the parents, they wanted to keep the language skills for their children for the future, but also like for the communication at home, because, you know, it's like when the child is at the English school, the Polish language become the second language, even if it is the language which they are using at home. So, you know, this is important because later on, like I said, it will be probably lost.
Does that extend to food?
Oh, food, traditional food.
Does
yes.
it extend dumplings? I think a big business in Poland, aren't they?
Yes, they are delicious. I think the majority of Poles, they cook food in Polish way, and they are making shopping in Polish shops, and it's natural. And, you know, even if you get used with the British food, you still want to keep your own taste from your childhood, and you want to teach your children the tradition, and you want to keep the, you know, bank holidays in Poland, for example, which are associated with some food as well. So yes, definitely food as well.
Brilliant. Now listen, you're in a lovely building here in Erlem. Tell me about that.
Okay, yes. We have a building with the beautiful garden around. We have 7 rooms here. Currently, we have project for children during the break time. We have project for children with special needs. So there is a lot of events going on around the year. So we are using the building, or we are using the garden during the summer time, and different occasional events as well, where we can facilitate the groups as well.
So how did you get into the building? I mean, you weren't just walking past the end of the road. Something must have happened.
Something like that. Because I've got a children in St. Joseph, the workers' school, and I heard that the new father, new priest, has their own house, and this building was left and it wasn't occupied by anyone. So I asked the head teacher and the diocese about the possibility of renting this building, and it was successful. So this was the way how we get into.
And you were the change maker.
I am the creator of the new opportunities for the community. So yes, the change maker as well, we can say that. But also with the two other directors, Dorota and Ola. So we are trying to renovate this place for the best possible use for the community, our clients and groups. Yes, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of investment, it's a lot of maintenance every week, but we love it.
Now, I guess, Katie, that for some people, when it comes to building a life in another country, I can only imagine that that presents a few challenges. And on top of that, I suppose some people might find it really hard and maybe a bit of a struggle, and this can have an impact on them and their own general health and well-being. And this can often extend to and affect entire families. Is this part of what you try and help and support at the Together Family Centre?
Definitely. When you come to another country, very often with the barrier, language barrier, and you need to find out yourself and adapt to the new environment, mentality, tradition, and new system, you feel lonely, you feel that you are lost. You have to start your life again, like a child in primary school. You are not, sometimes because of the language barrier, you feel you are not treated seriously, even if you have qualifications and you are adult. So to find yourself, it's sometimes very depressing. So people, they feel lonely, they are missing their country, their family. They are thinking what the future will bring. For example, they want to work in the occupation they being qualified. It's difficult, and obviously we are here to help. So we identify the needs, and we try to find the potential in every client to help find the way of career, how to achieve some steps to achieve the goal, which is usually the occupation they would like to be in.
Alongside the help and the support through the sessions, do you organise events and activities to encourage people to engage and get involved?
Of course, the integration is the best way of adaptation in the new country. Integration is the only one way, to be honest. Obviously, you can choose to be isolated from your own community or isolated from the new community, but it's not healthy, it's not good for you. So integration, you know, like when people can gather together in one place, can share some tradition, music, parents usually coming with children because the events are usually family events. So they have a chance to meet other peoples, to make some friendship, but also children. They see their parents socializing because usually Poles are like isolating themselves at home, and they are not going out, they are not using the cultural offer in the local area. So the children, they have that opportunity to have some fun with parents. So it's important for them as well.
I notice here that you provide English language classes for adults.
Yes.
And you provide Polish language classes for children.
Yes. So due to the language barrier for adults, we organized a couple of years ago English, basic English, intermediate and advanced for them to raise their qualification, to encourage them to work, and for children to keep that language on some communicative level. We are also preparing older children to GCSE, Polish GCSE. So yes, this is like, you know, long-term help where the effects can change a lot in their life.
Brilliant. Now, so there's educational activities, there's family activities, there's activities for children, there's activities for improving social integration, there's opportunities for personal development and help, advice and support for mental and physical well-being. Are there any other plans for the future? Have you got? Are you driven by what the community is telling you, or do you sometimes come across an idea that you think actually the community might enjoy this? Have you got plans at the moment?
Firstly, we are checking what the community groups are. So we are like adding some survey on the Facebook group, and we have some responses. Also, clients who are coming here for the therapy or different projects, they are giving some ideas. And so it's working well in that way of thinking. Sometimes, obviously, we need to work on some projects and ideas quite a long time. For example, we have group for moms and toddlers. However, promotional time took us like a few months before we had first clients. However, now the group is like 10 moms who are regularly coming to the building with small babies. So it's worth it to wait, and it's worth it to promote the activities.
Now, do you get approached from people from other areas, or do you reach out to the members of the Polish communities from other areas, or a mix of both?
A mix of both, I would say. It's the reaching the community is on social media usually, but also before pandemic was also in churches, Polish shops, and Polish companies, and also through the public institutions as well. Like currently social prescribers, they are referring people to us, and local institutions with who we have some cooperations as well. They know we are here to help. They know what kind of service we offer. So they are referring people to us as well.
Has it been hard work?
Yes, but it was worth it. And it's always a pleasure to create this for the community.
What about the pandemic, cost of living crisis, has that had an impact?
I think for all of us, I can see some changes in donations, because most of the projects are free of charge. However, the donation option is always very welcome, and I can see a slight decrease in this.
Together Family Centre is yet another great demonstration of what can be achieved when a community connects and comes together. Do you think it's a case of having to come together to help and support each other? Or would you have come together anyway? Or do you think communities naturally congregate?
Probably every community is different. Our community, Polish community, is a community who sometimes isolating themselves. So it's good to give that hand of help. You know, the history is behind every community, so our history is quite difficult. So our mentality is always that we will survive, we will get by, you know, we can do a lot of things by ourselves, and we don't need help from others. It's probably because of the dignity and the proud, you know, Polish community, they are hard workers. So if they need help, they might not ask for help. So that's why we are here as well. Like, especially for the elderly people who are here and feel lonely, people who lost partners, husband, wife, and they are here without family, and they are confused what's going on with their future. So we always say, this is your place. You can always come for a chat, for a coffee morning. You can always, you know, maybe you can find some interest here and you can develop your ideas. So there is always possibility to feel needed.
I think that you come from a position of always being ready to step up to the mark and to help out each other and help out everybody that comes along. Are there any humps? Any frustrations? Or is it enjoyable?
I would say is enjoyable and fun. Frustration is only when there is not enough time to do what I have to do. Like administration, for example, it's taking a lot of time. So to prepare everything in a good way sometimes is taking, you know, like hours of work, and you could use that time for something else, but you can't because this has to be done as well, paperwork. I think the needs of the communities, every community is are similar. It's about the family, it's about the food, it's about the finances and the career. You want to be a fulfilled person, and unfortunately, the language barrier is making you feel that you are a stranger, but I promise you, we are all the same. We have the same needs. We want the same things. We want to be happy. So only that language is a barrier.
Thank you for taking the time for having a chat with me today. Can I wish you and everything that you do for your community at the Together Family Centre, everyone you engage and influence, every good luck. Katarzyna, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Terry, for having me. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Forever Mancunians. If you like the show, please follow us in your podcast app, and if you have time, leave us a review. To find out how you could work with Forever Manchester, show your support, receive a newsletter, or make a donation, check out forevermanchester.com.